We have breaking news this morning in the city of Philadelphia. There is a fire burning, a big one, following an explosion, perhaps two explosions this morning in southwest Philadelphia at the refinery complex known as Philadelphia Energy Solutions. This all happened just after 4 o'clock this morning. We are monitoring the situation. We have sent a reporter to the scene. We're also talking to our traffic service, so we do know there are road closures. The Schuylkill Expressway eastbound is closed from University to the Walt Whitman Bridge because of this fire. Also, the Passyunk Avenue Bridge is closed. And the I-95 ramps to the Platte Bridge are also closed. The Platte Bridge has been shut down as well. So just a repeat to keep this in your mind as you're traveling this morning, also in your thoughts this morning, as we will be checking in to see if there are other issues associated with this fire. People do work down in that complex. We'll be covering this throughout the morning. Again, a fire burning following an explosion, perhaps two explosions, in the southwest Philadelphia area at the refinery complex known as Philadelphia Energy Solutions. It all happened after 4 o'clock this morning. Count on WHYY for news, information, conversation. It's 5:07. Morning Edition begins. We've been reporting this morning already on this breaking news item. A fire is burning in southwest Philadelphia. The location is Philadelphia Energy Solutions. It's the oil complex in southwest Philly, and the fire broke out shortly after 4 o'clock this morning. No injuries have been disclosed at this time. We dispatched our reporter, Robbie Broad. He's in the field this morning. Robbie, you're close to the scene. What have you seen so far?
Yes, Jennifer, I've seen there are about two or three fires coming out of the refinery, and there's this smoke pouring into the sky all around southwest Philly. There is a distinct odor that just is going to make the commute bad with all of the traffic backed up, all of the bridge closures, and there are a lot of people gathering around to see what's going on at this refinery. It's a big fire that's going to cause a lot of problems for people this morning, Jennifer.
Have you been able to speak with anybody who may have been an eyewitness this morning?
Yes, I spoke to a couple people there who were actually awoken by the explosion. They actually thought it was the sun coming up, Jennifer. That's how bright the explosion was.
Okay, we're going to keep you on the scene and get some more details as they come in. Robbie Broad reporting from southwest Philadelphia. Getting close now to where Philadelphia Energy Solutions is, the refining complex where there is a fire. There was one explosion this morning there, perhaps two, and we're looking into that. Now, the road closures that Robbie alluded to, the Schuylkill Expressway East is closed from University to the Walt Whitman Bridge. The Passyunk Avenue Bridge is also closed, and the 95 ramps to the Platte Bridge are closed. The Platte Bridge itself is closed this morning. We'll be giving you more details on WHYY's Morning Edition. Firefighters are battling a blaze in southwest Philadelphia at the Philadelphia Energy Solutions Complex. There was an explosion at the plant this morning just after 4 a.m. Tom McDonald is close to the scene, and he joins us this morning. Tom, where are you now, and what do you see?
I'm along Effington Avenue where the auto mall is, and you can see three plumes of smoke here. The first one is a dark plume, or Susan Phillips calls that a flaring, where they burn off excess gases so that there isn't an explosion. The second one is the normal refinery plume, which is a white plume of smoke. And the third one is the whiter plume of smoke that is the fire. Fire department officials are saying over their radio channel that they have it contained, not under control. But what I can tell you is the Passyunk and Penrose Avenue bridges are back open, and they are filling tankers right in front of me at the refinery, so they can't be too worried about this. For now, we can see that there is up to a three-story high flame that is rising and falling as they keep water on it. But at this point, it doesn't seem like this is going to be a critical fire such as the one back in the 70s that caused so much damage to this refinery. Reporting live, I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Tom, if you can still listen in, are there overnight workers at a plant like this? Are there going to be possible injuries?
Well, it's a 24-hour-a-day operation. We have not seen any ambulances come out of here, and you haven't seen a lot of firefighting equipment go in. At this point, we don't have any official comment, so we can't say anybody was taken to any local hospitals. This doesn't seem like it's a bad fire, relatively so, but it's still a fire that is not under control. Although people see that black plume of smoke, which isn't the fire itself, That's the burn off of excess gases, and the fire itself is still out of control, but contained.
Okay, thank you so much. Tommy McDonald reporting for us this morning on Morning Edition, 90.9 WHYY, your NPR member station. Fire officials now say the fire that escalated to three alarms at the Philadelphia Energy Solutions refining complex in southwest Philadelphia this morning began when a vat of butane ignited. This caused an explosion and ensuing fire just after four this morning. The explosion rattled homes and windows in the area and could be heard miles away, according to some accounts. One refinery employee complained of chest pains. He was assessed and did not need to be transported to the hospital. No other injuries have been reported so far. WHYY's Tom McDonald is at the command center set up underneath the Platte Bridge next to the complex. Tom, what are you hearing from officials there?
Well, it's an interesting fire. It's not being fought by the Philadelphia Fire Department preliminarily. It's being fought by specialized firefighters who are trained and drilled just on this type of fire. So firefighters from area refineries have come in and joined together to fight this fire. We just saw a foam gun come in from Delaware County with that supporting equipment, and that would smother the butane, taking away the oxygen that it needs to live and survive. So that should help fight this fire. In the meantime, they are working to keep everything contained to an area, but they say this is not under control. They have to get all the butane burned off or smothered out, and the important part about that is they keep it in that one area. At this point, we're not 100% sure about the shelter-in-place order, but we do know that the surrounding roads have been open for the most part, and that should help everybody get to work this morning. Reporting live, Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
As heard during the NPR newscast, fire officials are still working to fully gain control of the fire that broke out after an explosion in southwest Philly early this morning at Philadelphia Energy Solutions along the Schuylkill River. Locals referred to that region and that energy refinery as the Sunoco Refinery. Philadelphia Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy says the first responders are assisting other responders who work for PES.
It has been contained and confined to the area surrounding that vat. Any of the tanks surrounding that area are being cooled as well. So right now, specific damage to that area right there, I would not know. But I know that everything's confined to that vat, and we're just doing. We're not doing it. We're supporting Philadelphia Energy Solutions and cooling the tanks around the area.
A vat of butane ignited and caused the explosion and ensuing fire. Early on, as a precaution, some residents were told to shelter in place. That order has been lifted. Following the explosion, one refinery employee complained of chest pains. He was assessed and did not need to be transported to the hospital. No other injuries have been reported so far. Stay tuned to WHYY for updates on this story throughout the day. The NPR network is following a breaking news story out of Philadelphia this morning that we are also keeping a close eye on. A fire at the refinery plant in southwest Philadelphia that occurred earlier this morning is believed to be contained in one area but not yet under control. Officials say a vat of butane ignited shortly after 4 a.m. Explosions were heard at that time. No one was injured severely. WHYY's Susan Phillips is next to the site of the blaze this morning. Susan, this fire event started with a bang, literally. To what degree have things tamed down?
That's right, Jennifer. Residents of South Philadelphia woke up at around 4 in the morning this morning hearing these bangs. And these are folks who often complain about bad odors coming from the Philadelphia Energy Solutions plant. It's important to note that this refinery is the single most air polluter in the city. So it's definitely suffered, you know, these kinds of incidents in the past. In fact, just a couple weeks ago, there was a fire at the refinery as well. And what I'm looking at right now is a flare, large flaring event happening. You can see, if people know about those towers, they go to the airport, they can see this big flame coming out of a large tower that's a flare. Right now, there's not that much black smoke coming off of it, which is a good sign. Earlier this morning, there was a lot of black smoke coming off the flare, and that's not good because that means that pollution, like particulate matter, would be heading into the air for people and spreading downwind, and that can cause some severe health impacts for folks, especially those who suffer from asthma.
Thanks so much. Susan Phillips reporting from Southwest Philadelphia. This morning we'll have some more details as they develop on this developing story. Good morning to you. 10:04. It's 90.9 WHYY, your NPR member station. Following a massive fire at the Philadelphia Energy Solutions Complex, an oil refinery in South Philadelphia, health and air quality experts say residents in the path of the fire's plume should be aware of potential health impacts from smoke and particulate matter. WHYY Susan Phillips has more.
David Mazur lives in South Philadelphia, about 2 miles from the refinery.
I was woken up by three really loud booms, like three loud explosions, one after the other. Boom, boom, boom. And having two young kids in the house, you know, you sort of wake up and go, you know, what's going on and what do I do about it?
Mazur is also the executive director of Penn Environment, which wants to see the refinery shut down.
You know, these are really dirty and dangerous facilities that don't deliver for our quality of life and our planet.
Residents like Kylan Johnson and Sonia Sanders suspect the refinery has made them and their families sick. They, too, live downwind of the plant.
We've all been living here since we were kids, okay? This has been going on since our mother were children. This has to stop. This has to stop. Just this week, it was a fire over there.
And 10 days ago, it was a mild fire, so they say. But what is it going to take? You know, let us live. Let us breathe fresh air. We don't need to be no sicker than what we are.
Sanders says foul odors from the refinery are common.
We smell it like it's in our house. I have to go get blankets, put it down by the door, make sure my windows are shut and everything. I live in fear because a lot of us out here have died from cancer, and we are scared to death.
Philadelphia Energy Solutions is the largest refinery on the East Coast, processing 335,000 barrels of crude oil a day. It's also the largest single source of air pollution in Philadelphia. It has never been in compliance with the Clean Air Act. Marilyn Howarth is a doctor at the Center of Excellence in Environmental Toxicology at Penn. She says the fire could worsen symptoms for people who already suffer from asthma and heart disease.
So there may be short-term impacts on people with those conditions.
These diseases are also caused by other factors like smoking, so it's often difficult to link individual cases directly to the refinery. Pete DiCarlo is an associate professor of environmental engineering at Drexel University, and he's studied air emissions at the plant.
This is a refinery that's been around since 1860 and has a long legacy of environmental issues. So just because we're seeing the acute impacts or the immediate impacts of this fire doesn't mean we should forget about the long-term and chronic impacts to the environment, the local people living in that area and their health.
Philadelphia Energy Solutions released a statement apologizing to the community and says it is following protocol to protect the environment. Susan Phillips, State Impact, Pennsylvania.